So, you're a carpenter and you want to sell chairs on Amazon. Well, you've come to the right place because in this video, I'm going to tell you all about how selling on Amazon works. Now, to sell your chairs on Amazon, you have three options. You can either sign up to Fulfillment by Amazon, Amazon Marketplace, or Amazon Vendor Central. Only hold on there, Tonto. Amazon Vendor Central is not available to the likes of you yet. So for the time being, it's between Fulfillment by Amazon and Amazon Marketplace. Fulfillment by Amazon works like this. You send products to Amazon. Amazon stores it in their warehouse. Customers buy your products and Amazon delivers it for you. Of course, for a price. And what is that price? Well, you have to pay a fulfillment fee, which is the weight and size of the item. For a medium-sized wooden chair, let's say around £7.34 per unit, and a storage fee, which is 45 pence per cubic foot, which is for 10 chairs, I'm estimating around £22.50. So if we sold 100 chairs through Fulfillment by Amazon at £50 each, the fulfillment fee would be around £734, and the storage fee, let's say around £225, assuming that you can fit a stack of 5 chairs into a 25 cubic foot space. So all in, £959 fees to Amazon. Now, what about doing it via Amazon Marketplace? Here, you upload your produce to Amazon, customers buy it, and you are responsible for the delivery of that item. And of course, this has a fee too, which on the basic plan is 75 pence for every item plus 15% referral fee. So if we sold 10 chairs on the basic plan, we'd be paying Amazon around £82.50. But if you sell in higher volume, and I believe that is over 35 units a month, you can pay a flat subscription fee of £25 a month in place of the per item fee, plus the 15% commission for referral. So if we sold 100 chairs a month on the pro plan, we'd have to pay Amazon £775. But remember, you are responsible now for the storage and delivery of these chairs, and that is going to cost you separately. Now, if all this is sounding a bit much and you just want to focus on making the chairs and not to hassle yourself with the retailing of them, there is another option. You can connect with an online retailer who can give you a wholesale order for the chairs and sell them on your behalf. Now, naturally, she's not going to give you £50 per chair. She needs to make a profit too. And since she's buying in bulk, she's going to expect a discounted wholesale price. Let's say £30, for example. Now, you can do some calculations. If you sold these 100 chairs yourself through Fulfillment by Amazon, and all 100 of them sold, you'd expect a return of £4,041, less any other costs. If you did it by Amazon Marketplace, once you'd paid for storage and shipping yourself, you'd be left with £3,481, less any other costs. And of course, this is assuming all 100 chairs actually sell. You could take £3,000 right now, guaranteed, for all 100 chairs to sell, and now actually shifting them is the online retailer's problem. So, okay, let's do it. Deal. Now, the online retailer might want to make an extra bit of money, given that she's going to all this effort, so she marks up the sale price of the chairs to £60. She works out that if she sells all 100 chairs, doing it via Fulfilled by Amazon, she could make £2,041. And if she does it herself, since she owns a warehouse and has an existing deal with DHL, she could make marginally more at £2,100. So she does just that and the chairs start flying out. Note, in the real world, you can spot sellers doing both of these things. Look at this chair. It is made by a vendor called Lancashire Chair, but it is dispatched and sold by the retailer Net World Furniture. But now look at this. Here's a second listing by Net World Furniture selling two of these chairs at the same time, but they are using Fulfillment by Amazon to shift them. So here, Net World Furniture has bought a bunch of these chairs from Lancashire Chair, who I imagine is an independent furniture maker, much like yourself, and are using two different methods to sell them. Hold on. What's this? A phone call. Hello? Is this the carpenter? This is Amazon. Yes, that's right. Amazon has spotted the sales of your chairs creeping up. Your retailer has been doing their job very well, and the chairs are selling like hotcakes. So you're being invited to the prestigious Amazon Vendor Central. Achievement unlocked. But naturally, Amazon are hardball negotiators, and they are going to offer you less than the wholesale price you'd be getting before. Now, just £25 a chair. But since it is Amazon, you freak out. You figure that with Amazon behind you, you can sell many more chairs than you would have otherwise. So you bite their hand off. They're going to put in the first order on Monday and then every Monday thereafter. But they expect results. Do you feel the pressure? So the first Monday comes and they put in a measly order of 5 units. But that's okay, because you've read that Amazon are always tentative at first to test the waters. And besides, it's an algorithm doing the ordering, not a real person. And as the volume increases, the orders automatically increase. And so by week 4, you're sending them 50 chairs a week. First month, you've made less than you did with the old retailer, but things are looking up. And now in month 2, look at the chairs fly. We're now making more than double than we were. Congratulations, you've made it as an Amazon chair tycoon. But what happened to your old friends at the online retailers? Well, she busted her gut selling your chairs before, and now Amazon is selling the exact same chair for £15 less per unit than she was offering. She does her best, but she can only come down to £50, which was your original price. But Amazon still has that beat. You see, her paltry warehouse and delivery operation is nothing compared to the resources and logistics operation that Amazon have at their disposal. Even if she could match Amazon's price, they could go down to another £5 if they needed to. And indeed, the algorithm would automatically do this. Indeed, the Amazon algorithm is set up not only to beat any third-party seller on their own site, but also any seller anywhere online. If Walmart, for example, started offering this chair for £45, they would automatically shift the price down to £44 and so on. I'm not saying they can't be beat, but it is very difficult. So if you see an item like this chair being dispatched and delivered by Amazon, think of the journey it might have gone through just to get to that point. Now get out.